Let me ask you something, and don't answer too quickly, because the first answer is usually wrong. What if one small thing about your world changed tomorrow? What if nobody needed sleep? What if money disappeared? What if you could read minds? What if Earth suddenly had two moons? Sounds ridiculous, right? That's what I thought too, until I started thinking about it. And that's the problem. Once you start asking what if, it's really hard to stop, because every impossible question hides something interesting. Sometimes it's science, sometimes it's history, sometimes it's psychology, and sometimes it tells us something unexpected about ourselves. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question, the podcast where every episode begins with one simple question and follows it wherever it leads. Okay, I want you to do something for me. Think about the last time you couldn't sleep. Maybe it was last night. Maybe it was last week. Maybe you're listening to this at 3 in the morning right now. If that's the case, first of all, welcome. Second, you should probably be asleep. But let's pretend something strange happens tonight. At midnight, something changes. Not just for you, for everybody. Every human being on Earth suddenly loses the need to sleep. Not the ability, the need. You never get tired again, never feel sleepy again, never yawn again. And somehow, you're perfectly healthy. No side effects, no exhaustion, no brain fog, nothing. Sleep simply becomes unnecessary. Sounds amazing, right? That's what I thought too. Actually, I thought it sounded incredible. Think about it. 8 extra hours every day. 8 extra hours. That's basically a bonus life. Every 3 days, you'd gain an entire day. Imagine what you could do. Learn languages, travel, read books, start businesses, master skills. Or, let's be honest, spend twice as much time scrolling on your phone. Humanity has a remarkable ability to waste any amount of free time. It's almost a superpower. But seriously, at first glance, a world without sleep sounds like a dream. Which is ironic, because dreams don't exist anymore. See? We're already running into problems. Because the more I thought about this question, the stranger it became. Let's start with day one. You wake up. Or, technically, you stop sleeping. The news spreads instantly. Scientists are confused. Doctors are confused. Everybody is confused. People try going back to bed. Nothing happens. You just lie there, wide awake, looking at the ceiling. And after about 20 minutes, you realize something. You're not tired. At all. Now here's where things get funny. The first 24 hours would be absolute chaos. Not because people are panicking, because people are experimenting. Imagine millions of people suddenly getting 8 extra hours. Nobody's going to use them responsibly. Not immediately. Half the planet would say, "I'm finally going to learn piano," and then spend 6 hours watching conspiracy videos. You know it's true. We're ambitious in theory. In practice, not always. But eventually, reality settles in, and society starts changing. Fast. Because suddenly, every business owner on Earth has the same thought. Wait. Why are we only open 12 hours a day? Interesting. Restaurants stay open all night. Stores stay open all night. Gyms stay open all night. Everything stays open all night. Because now, night doesn't really mean anything. And that's when I realized something weird. Night exists because humans sleep. Take away sleep, and night loses its purpose. Wow, I never thought I'd feel bad for nighttime, but here we are. Think about cities. Right now, cities breathe. Busy during the day, quiet at night, busy again in the morning. Without sleep, the breathing stops. Everything becomes constant, always moving, always active, always awake. And honestly, that sounds exhausting. Which is funny, because nobody can feel exhausted anymore. Still, something about that bothers me, because humans need rhythms. We like beginnings, we like endings, we like routines. Morning means something because night exists. Friday feels special because Monday exists. Rest feels good because work exists. Without sleep, those boundaries start disappearing. And maybe that's not entirely good. Actually, wait, I just thought of something. What happens to dreams? Seriously, dreams are gone. Every dream you've ever had, every nightmare, every weird moment where your math teacher turns into a dinosaur for no reason, gone forever. And suddenly, this doesn't sound quite as exciting. Because dreams are weird, but they're also beautiful. Some of humanity's greatest ideas came from dreams. Stories, art, music, inventions. Without sleep, we lose all of that. Which makes me wonder, would humanity become more productive or less creative? That's a fascinating trade. 8 extra hours, but fewer dreams. Would you take that deal? Honestly, I'm not sure. And that's before we even talk about relationships. Imagine one person wants to spend their extra hours learning skills. Another wants to work. Another wants to travel. Another wants to play games. Suddenly, people have dramatically different lifestyles. Because everybody now has 16 waking hours extra every 2 days. That's enormous. And slowly, human civilization starts transforming. Universities teach around the clock. Businesses operate around the clock. Cities operate around the clock. Humanity becomes a 24-hour species. But here's the twist. I don't think the biggest change would be economic, or technological, or scientific. I think the biggest change would be psychological. Because sleep isn't just rest. Sleep is a pause button. Every day ends. Every day resets. Every day gets a fresh start. Without sleep, life becomes one continuous experience. No clear ending. No clear beginning. Just one endless day. And honestly, the more I think about it, the less appealing that sounds. Because maybe sleep isn't stealing 8 hours from us. Maybe it's giving something back. Perspective, balance, recovery, dreams, a chance to stop, a chance to begin again tomorrow. And maybe that's why this question surprised me. I started this episode thinking sleep was a problem. Now I think it might be one of humanity's greatest features, even if it does make getting out of bed incredibly annoying. I'm Quayshawn Blake, and this was If Question. Next time, we ask another impossible question. What if humans could read minds? See you next time.